Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNation at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nation. It is the weekend and it's barbecue time. I'm JT along with my second in command here, Reynolds. Beautiful downtown Portland today. I don't know if it's beautiful, it's gray when we're recording this, so it might be sunny by the weekend. Hey, spring is on the way and hopefully we think it's going to be here sometime. Anyway, perhaps it's time for you to think about getting out of town, even if it's just for the day. Did you ever think about cruising down to McMinnville to the Wine and Cheese, or the Wine and Food Classic? That comes up in just about a month here. And so we're going to talk to Steve Bernards from the McMinnville Wine and Food Classic. And also coming up a little later in the show, our old buddy Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest. They've got a new store, a new location, and some new products. So we're going to be talking to him. But first, let's welcome Steve Bernards. Steve, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great today. How are you guys doing there?
I'm doing good. Give us a little history real quick about the Wine and Food Classic, or commonly known as the SIP.
Yeah, we're going back to McMinnville Wine and Food Classic because it says exactly what you're going to see. It's a classic wine event in McMinnville at the same campus where the Spruce Goose has landed there a few years back at Evergreen Aviation Museum. But we're at the Space Museum right next door. And we have 70 Oregon wineries under one roof, so you don't have to travel throughout the state. You can just come to McMinnville and taste 70 different wineries' wine from the state of Oregon. Along with that, we have some sensational food. We have some barbecued oysters, which has been a very good hit for us. People enjoy those. And we're having Safeway Albertsons. They're going to have a Safeway Albertsons a cafe. They're just putting it up just for our show. And lots and lots and lots of things to see. We have a total of 170 booths. And that includes some breweries, a brewery that's there, and some spirits, and even some cider. And we have live entertainment all 3 days. And the best thing about this, all the funds raised through this event goes to our local Catholic school. If it wasn't for this event, that school would be closed today. So it's a very important event, and it's a great venue. Like I mentioned, the Wine and Food Classic means a lot to us because it's a classic event. You're not going to see people get over-intoxicated and stuff. It's just a place to go and have a great time.
And it's about $17 a head to get in?
It's $20 a head this year.
Okay. Okay. And do they pay to sample at these different vineyard venues?
Yeah, if you go to the wineries and you can have taste, glasses. You can buy case wine, cases of wine. A lot of people come and get their wine because they have special prices, case prices, some of the wineries that are participating do. And you can order the tickets online. Just go to McMinnvilleWineAndFoodClassic.com or skip.com. And we're pre-selling a lot of tickets this year. And with Valentine's Day coming up, what a great gift. You know, instead of just having a bottle of wine for somebody, you have a sample of all 70 different wineries there.
That might take a while. To go through 70
good,
of them.
You know, we 3 days to get through her, so it'll be good, you know.
Yeah.
Be barbecued oysters, my gosh, you can't beat that with a stick.
Now, who came up with that?
Came up with what?
The barbecued oysters.
That's one of the booths that I helped run. We started it. It's an atmosphere booth, and we have nothing but great reviews. People are like, where's your restaurant at? And it's open 3 days a year, and it's only at the McMinnville Wine and Food Classic.
So what's your favorite part, Steve, of the Classic?
Well, I think the whole event, the venue is amazing because it's inside the Space Museum. We have all the planes and stuff around, a lot of history there with aviation and stuff. It's not like going to a wine event outside in a tent where it's all cold and stuff. It's a very, very classic event, So that's the best thing. And I like the crab melts are a very good big hit. Golden Valley Brewery, they're the brewery that pours there, and they give all the proceeds to the school. They donate all the beer for that weekend. And so that's a great thing for the school. Like I say, that's one of the best main thing about this in its 24th year, and we're just trying to get more people in the door.
Well, I might come out to that. You were talking about you might have a barbecue competition?
Yeah, we have a cook-off, and they're going to redo it this year, and they're just getting everything's worked out, and they're going to have three or four or five chefs, cooks that come in, and they'll have judged by the audience, from my understanding. And it should be a lot of fun. And the whole thing is we keep it a classy event, and you can ask any vendor there. This is one of the best events in Oregon because we teach or a happy vendor, you got a happy crowd, and these vendors love our events. You can ask any of the wineries that are there. They come back every year.
So when you conjured this up to do for the school, was the school in big trouble at that time?
Not really. But the tuitions and stuff are going up, and people, I wanted something that we could, like local schools, you have your auctions, you go get the stuff, then you go solicit it, then you end up buying half of it. And I thought, why not? We're right in the heart of Pinot Country in McMinnville, mm-hmm. and why not have people come through and enjoy the Oregon wines? And it's basically bringing outside money into the area that helps the school. And, you know, what better thing to help a child's education when you're supporting a school and all the funds go to their. It's like raising a child. I mean, you got to have the education to get them through that. And I'm the third generation of going through the school. My father went there, and my children all went through there, and they're all graduated. And it's just a great thing we have in our community.
Well, good. So, what are some of the compliments you get out there during the festival? You know, just random things about people enjoying themselves. Or anything specific?
It's amazing. We did a video on for this event, and people say we are by far the best of ran event in the state because we take water to the vendors, we empty their garbage, we keep it real clean. We have 600 volunteers for the weekend, people from the community helping volunteer. We have rovers to make sure the vendors are happy. It's just a very well-run event because it means a lot to our community.
Excuse me for a second. How much parking is there for people? Is there ample parking, or is there just kind of park alongside the road?
Oh no, they got parking lots. It's right there at every aviation museum. They got tons of parking there, and we have a place probably a mile away that we shuttle people back and forth. They don't want to pay to park.
Mm-hmm.
They go down to the parking lot right beyond the museum, and we'll shuttle them back and forth. And also, we have some coach service. It'll be on our website that you can get a coach to come and pick you up at a location in Portland, and you have to work out the details in that, but it's been very effective. Steve Walsh, a guy that helped us with this thing, he does it every year for 15 years. He says the best thing he's ever done because you don't have to worry about parking or driving or anything. And you just bring 50 people with you, or how many you got, get a great deal for you guys on something like that.
Okay, what is there anything special people need to bring besides their wallet?
Their wallet and a positive attitude to have fun. I mean, you can taste wine. It's a very fun event.
Okay, well, hit us again with the dates and times, would you please?
It is March 10th through the 12th. It opens on Friday. And from 3 to 9, and then on Saturday from 11 to 10, and on Sunday, noon to 5.
Okay, great. Steve Bernards from the McMinnville. I should say it correctly. You're right. McMinnville Wine and Food Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
They can look online. They can go to sipclassic.com and for any questions and stuff and different things like that. But it's been a great web. A very good response on great Valentine-type gift to give to people.
Okay, Steve Bernards, thank you so much for being with us today here on Barbecue Nation.
You bet. Thank you very much for asking us.
You
really
bet.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Not a problem. We'd like to welcome our newest sponsor to the nation. That would be Knob Hill Outfitters, LLC, providers of hearth and home products at a deep discounted price. Right now, get a closeout pricing on a stock Enviro and Vistaflame wood, gas, or pellet stoves. Like the VF100 fireplace pellet insert for only $22.99. That's almost $1,000 off. Go see Jim at Knob Hill Outfitters. That's 3306 Southeast Lake Road in Milwaukee, or inside Milwaukee Floral and Garden, online at knobhilloutfitters.com. We'll be back in just a minute.
It's full-flavored radio, Barbecue Nation with JT.
Hey, you're back on the Nation here, the Barbecue Nation, on the Radio Northwest Radio Northwest Network. I got a guy doing smoke signals over here in the corner. Our email address, just real quickly, is Barbecue Nation. That's bbqnation@kxl.com. Or you can Facebook us at
Facebook.com/Barbecue Nation. Ah, I'm picking up your thing. Barbecue Nation with JT.
There you go. Something about this studio. I don't know. I'd like to say hi to a couple of our affiliates here on the RNW, KACI in the Dalles and Hood River, and KBKR in Baker City. So, as promised, my old friend Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest is with us today. They have a brand new store. Welcome.
Hey, howdy, JT. Glad to be back talking about barbecue and all things that go with it.
How about that? You sound like a little, you know, news anchor guy there or something.
I try.
You try. So tell us about the new store. Where it's at?
Well, we moved into a brand new location about a half mile from our old one, and we're redoing our showroom where we'll have a couple island displays with, you know, the Twin Eagles, the Evos, the Delta Heat, things of that nature, and the Black Olive as well. And, you know, we're teamed up with 3CM Stone that does our countertops, mm-hmm. So we didn't break off that relationship, and we're just really excited about it. And the address is 11980 Southwest 12th in Avenue in Tualatin.
There you go. Well, we'll put that on the website, too.
Yeah.
So what kind of new stuff you got for us?
Well, let's see here. The Twin Eagles brand really stepped up and upgraded their grills. They have an internal rotisserie motor, so you don't have that clunky thing you hang on the side. You can house the spit for the rotisserie in the drip tray, and that's kind of neat. Then they did a bunch of aesthetic stuff. You know, Evo's pretty much stayed the same. Black Olive is started to take off. Something that's really new that we just started carrying was a new countertop material. It's called Dekton, and it has so many benefits because in the past we've used granite, but mm-hmm. You kind of have a limited selection of style. And this one, it's man-made. It's basically porcelain. And it doesn't need to be maintained, doesn't need to be sealed, it doesn't have stains, it's hard, you know, hard as a rock, and it lasts, and it really caters to the design community because you have a lot more choices of a uniform look rather than some variants of a granite stone.
And colors, variants of colors, mm-hmm. too?
Yeah, you can go to Dekton.com and kind of take a look at that, but it's really dynamite stuff. We're really excited about that.
Don't want to get off in the weeds here, but what about, like, when you're cutting you know, vegetables or meat or something like that? And is that kind of scar proof, that Dekton?
Oh yeah, it's got so many benefits. I mean, it has UV resistance, it's scratch resistant, it's resistant to stains, abrasion, ice, mechanical resistance, and it's non-porous, and it has color stability. It's really neat stuff. We're excited. It's a little bit pricier than the granite, but not that much.
It's pricier than granite?
A little bit. Not that much.
For wow.
The benefit. But, you know, there's higher-end granites that would be more expensive
sure,
than this product.
Sure.
Too.
What should people, we've talked about this before on the show, but what should people consider when they're looking at building an outdoor kitchen? Meaning that some things like, does it fit their property that they have now or their house or their location or their backyard? How much do they want to spend? How fancy of a design they want to do? I mean, what are some of those things to kind of refresh people's memory, because spring is coming eventually here to the Northwest.
Well, you know, as far as sales are concerned, the outdoor kitchen category, it's already got here. I've been busier than I'll get out in January. So people are already making the move so they can enjoy it during the nice months. But things to consider, you know, like our system is set up very well where I have people come in for a tour, look at the possibilities of what they can put into their outdoor kitchen, because everyone empowers themselves to get on the internet and become the barbecue expert. And I talk people into doing a whole different design once I introduce other products.
Sure.
So once they see that, I'll go out and do a site visit, take some measurements, and come back and give them a budget check to see if we're in line with budget, because budget is important. You know, and if we agree on budget, we move forward, have a professional CAD made for the custom aluminum frames, and get the process going.
What's an average outdoor kitchen cost?
You know, done right. You know, if you do a really small, like 8-foot island, you could probably come in with the, you know, cladding or painting, the countertops, the appliances, the frames, and installation around $10,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's reasonable in my world. You know, the better ones are usually 15 to 20. I just wrote up a really nice one. I'm proud of it. Really parallels my Street of Dreams designs for a customer out northeast. It's about $35,000 for that one. But you dream it, we can make it. We're all custom. Everything we do can be made any kind of, you know, shape, size, form that the customer desires.
Yeah, I know a lot of the grills and stuff you use, you know, obviously they're stainless steel. But when you have an outdoor kitchen, how do you take care of it? Especially with the inclement weather we have around here from basically November till April.
Well, you know, you got to clean it. We talked about this before. You can't
right.
just have grease flying all over the place and the elements, whatever, and not clean it. But what we find out is if you use the vinyl grill covers and cover it when you're not using it, that helps out. Obviously, if you have a fixed structure over it, that doesn't hurt it as well. But we use an ammonia-based glass cleaner to shine up the stainless steel, and it looks brand new, you know, 5 years from now. But you need to maintain it. That's very important.
Well, we need maintenance too, and we're
Absolutely.
Getting old.
Yep.
So when you're doing this, the other thing we talked about, and I don't want to get off on this too much, but you know, you have a choice of putting it like on a deck or on pavers or a slab. Which is your favorite?
You know, I have no favorite, but the beauty of the way that we do it with aluminum frames is they're built in like 6-foot pieces if we want.
Right.
And we can transport them up to a wood deck, which you can't do with, you know, CMU blocks that a lot of other companies use.
Sure.
And we just bolt them together and level it. So, you know, whatever kind of, you know, surface you have on the ground or a deck up above, we can work with it. I mean, no doubt about it.
I still think slabs are about the best, though.
Slabs are solid, but you know, some people don't have that benefit.
Yeah.
They just have one deck that they can put it on and they're stuck with it.
Yeah, they are. Real quick here, I want to say, talk about our new sponsor, Knob Hill Outfitters, real quick. If you're interested in a Mac 2-star general grill, Jim, the owner of Knob Hill Outfitters, will throw in a couple of 100 pounds of pellets and complete sets of Mac grill rubs and sauces only while supplies last. That's at Knob Hill Outfitters in Milwaukee. Check them out at knobhilloutfitters.com. The Nation, we'll be back after this.
It's Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT along with Reynolds, and we have got my good friend Andy Black, or Black Feather as we call him, from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest here. What do you cook when people come over?
Oh, what I like to eat.
Yeah, isn't that kind of what we all do?
Yeah, I mean, hey, they're lucky I'm cooking for them. But, you know, I cook everything. I like doing a lot of appetizers, actually, because it's simple. You know, it gives you a variety of things to eat. And, you know, like stuffed mushrooms we talked about and stuffed jalapenos and,
right.
you know, just little asparagus spears and things.
It's like actually
that.
Less to clean up at
oh,
the
yeah.
end instead of a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, if you cook them a big meal, you know, then they'll want to come back. So, you know, you just got you got to feed them, like, you know, one of the presentation things that you do out there in the field. You know, don't give them a whole meal. Just, you know, give them a little taste of something.
A little taste of something and send them on their way.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't, they didn't sign up to be a third generation relative or something.
Eat, and there's the door.
Is that applicable kind of a, you know, thought process to when people are trying to get their own outdoor kitchen built about how and what they cook usually? You're not going to turn into a Bobby Flay or a Myron Mixon at this point in your life.
Well, not overnight anyway. You might not get to that level, but, you know, practice makes perfect a lot of this stuff.
No, I meant about the types of food they cook.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, some things are simpler than others. You know, chicken's easy, pork's easy, you know, steak, it's not too hard. But you get into some other dishes that are a little more complex. Yeah. I mean, it's a craft, so to speak. And, you know, you definitely got to know what you're doing and coordinate it properly. But, you know, it's just getting out there and having a good time with your friends and family.
I always feel sorry for the people that spend a lot of money on things at their home. And then you always got some wiseacre comes in behind and says, that's great. But, you know, what you should have done was X or put this type of grill or fan system or something in. You know, it's like you want to go.
Well,
pop in the head.
The beauty of the internet, actually, just like, you know, if your car's broken down or you can't figure out why something's not working, you can go online and see a video. And a lot of these barbecue shows, they've got videos of showing them cook. So you can get a tutorial, so to speak, before you attempt it. And usually the results are pretty good.
I'm pretty sure on YouTube there's a video for most anything you can think up anymore.
Yeah. I mean, when I had a problem with, like, a stereo receiver, like, it conked out. It's like I just enter the model number and say what it's doing, and I have a video showing you how to fix it. You don't have to pay someone $150 to come over and do it. And the same thing's in the cooking world. It tells you exactly how to do it, and it gives you a visual. So
what's your preference? Beef, chicken, charcoal, pellets, gas?
Well, you know, I've been playing with that black olive, and I never thought I would have liked pellet flavored stuff, and it's been a big hit at my place. You know, I definitely like steak, a good seared steak. You know, chicken. You know, I do it all, so it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
It's, you know, what day of the week is it, and what I feel like.
Reynolds, what do you like besides peanut butter?
What are you asking here?
What kind of food? What kind of things do you like to? Like proteins, meat, chicken, fish.
I bake chicken once a week, and then I just keep microwaving that all throughout the day.
Do you?
Yeah. Like I'll bake chicken. Let's see. I'm running out. Sunday night, I'll bake some chicken throughout the week, and then I'll just microwave that with some broccoli.
There you go.
That's usually the game plan for me.
Well, you eat pretty healthy compared to a lot of people around here.
Relatively.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I used to do that with the chicken every week. I'd like roast it or, you know, barbecue it and smoke it on Sunday. I make chicken salad out of it, chicken sandwiches. You can make a chicken stretch pretty long. You can have it go all week if you live alone.
Yeah, you're doing a lot with the variety. I don't do that.
Same
chicken,
thing.
Chicken breast, it's going to be microwaved. Put it in for 2.5 minutes. If I want to get fancy, some ketchup and mustard.
There you go.
Whoa, secret sauce. Reynolds got his own secret sauce here. I got a friend of mine whose wife, my buddy Lyle, he's a traveling salesman. When he leaves town, like on Monday afternoon on the way home, his wife will stop by Costco and pick up one of those roasted chickens. And that's what she eats on. She's a little tiny thing. And it's funny, though, when she comes to our house, she doesn't eat like she's a little tiny thing. She'll live on that all week long till he gets home Thursday night or Friday. So... I didn't do that. I had a can of chili for dinner last night, in case you care to know that. Anyway, again, our email is barbecuenation@kxl.com. Do we have time for the lightning round? We got three? Okay. Let's fire it off.
We have more than three. We have about five.
Oh, we have about five. Okay. Let's do that.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What have you learned so far with all your work in the barbecue industry and outdoor kitchen industry?
Well, we've put together a really good system that gives our customers a great barbecue to enjoy, you know, not only functionally with cooking, but, you know, the materials that make it last a long time. Not a lot of people pull that off. I mean, I've gone to projects where they're actually replacing something that someone did like 3 or 5 years ago, and it just wasn't built right. So the secret sauce is the aluminum frames that have lifetime warranty,
sure.
So we can put anywhere. and the countertop materials, which is granite or Dekton now, and quality American-made appliances.
Okay, what was the worst advice ever given to you when you started barbecuing? Worst advice.
Well, you know, I'm from Brazos County, Texas.
So. Oh, geez.
That's all we do.
Here he goes again.
That's all we do down there. Like I said, drink beer, barbecue, toss horseshoes, and forgot the other one. Slap dominoes.
Yeah.
But, you know what? I don't think I ever got any bad advice. I think I got some stuff that wasn't perfect, but down there we got a lot of time on our hands, so we get pretty good at it pretty fast.
But nobody ever gave you bad advice?
No, I've never really asked for advice with it. You know, I've asked you for advice on cooking some things, as you know, but usually it's fine-tuned stuff. I mean, I can make it tolerable. It's not bad. I don't think I've ever cooked any barbecue that's bad.
What's the worst mistake you've ever seen somebody make with their outdoor kitchen after you had it built for them?
Not cleaning it.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Let's see, what else? The way they cook on it's kind of weird. You know, they use marinades, which I'm not a big fan of, unless the meat's not good. They don't practice with it. They don't get their company involved and their friends involved when they're barbecuing. They kind of do it themselves.
Sure.
Which I think that's a huge mistake. I think everyone needs to be participating.
You remember what the first thing was you ever grilled or smoked?
I think it was a pork shoulder. And, you know, I used to have one of those Weber...
kettle?
With the Smoky Mountains, I think they're called.
Yeah.
I had that for 10 years. And, you know, as we talked about before, you know, I learned my chops on that.
Sure.
And it gave me a pretty good result the first time.
What do you think the biggest mistake is people make when they're trying to design their own barbecue kitchen?
Going on the internet. Empowering themselves with information. Because I like working with just just a raw canvas, and they haven't done too much research and stuff like that.
Right.
And let them know what our process is and the materials that we use to make it successful. But you get on the internet and all those websites and, you know, hows and whatnot. I look at those pictures and they're done wrong, in my opinion. And,
sure.
And then people are kind of brainwashed. Mm-hmm.
Well, for somebody out of all of this stuff you sell, somebody that's brand new to barbecue, what would you recommend them to start with? Not a whole kitchen, but an actual, you know, heat source.
Well, there's a traditional gas grill, unless you like smoking things, you really can't smoke anything on a gas grill, but dang it, it's convenient. You know, you come home from work and you can fire it up and slap some steaks or burgers or chicken on it.
Well, actually there are ways to do that now, to smoke on that. We got the little smoker boxes from, Smokehouse Products, but there's also stuff you can set on the outside and pump the smoke in.
Yeah.
And that works.
It's kind of a Band-Aid, and it does work, but, you know, like, you know, the Primo that you have and I have, you know, using hard lump charcoal, I mean, you can't, that's a flavor.
You're not going to get that flavor.
You're not going to get that, but it, you know, it kind of Band-Aids it and gives you kind of a smoky flavor.
Okay, last couple questions here. Led Zeppelin or Slim Whitman?
You know, I'm just getting into Led Zeppelin. I'm 50 years old. I grew up around it, but...
You're from Brazos County, Texas. They didn't allow that.
Yeah, well, you know. What do you like, Western or country?
Right.
But, I do like Led Zeppelin. It's pretty cool.
What's your favorite movie?
Ooh. Well, I always liked The Outlaw Josie Wales. I always thought that was a classic. Cool Hand Luke's a good one. I kind of like the older ones, to be quite honest.
Well, that's because you're old. Ford or Chevy?
I have a GMC, so I guess I'd have to say Chevy.
Yeah, probably so. We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We'll be back to wrap up the show. My good friend Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens, right after this.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT.
Hey, welcome back to the Nation, Barbecue Nation. I promise, eventually, my voice is going to get better after this winter. Don't forget to check out our new sponsors, Knob Hill Outfitters. They're there in Milwaukee Floral and Garden off of Lake Road, just west of Oatfield. And you can check them out online at knobhilloutfitters.com. They've got the Mac 2-star grills, and they're going to throw in some pellets for you. If you go over there and see Jim, you never know what's going to happen. Also, if you're into barbecue contests, if you're headed down to Huntsville, where the prison is down there in Texas, they've got the Shotgun Fred Barbecue Showdown this weekend, the Downtown Barbecue Throwdown in Boca Raton, and the Smithfield Guinea Pig Barbecue in Indio, California. So if you're out on the road, do that. We're with my buddy Andy Black from Northwest Outdoor Kitchens. And I guess the question would be, is it really worth the money to build a nice outdoor kitchen if you've got a modest home? Or is it just more of a ego thing? I mean, are you adding a lot of value to the house if you do this?
Yes, you are. And what I'm finding out is people aren't moving around as much as they used to. You know, they've had the same house for 20 years and they've upgraded the inside. Now they want to upgrade the outside.
Right.
And they're not go out type of people anymore. They like to have their friends and family over and kind of, you know, not go through the riffraff of, you know, lines at restaurants and you know, just the experience of being out there and having a good time. It, it pays for itself real fast, real fast.
Is that why you're doing one at your house?
Well, you know, it's just me, my dog, Wyatt, and Annie, and I don't barbecue for friends that much anymore. But, yeah, I am going to do one this summer. I've been doing this for a while now, and, you know, I've always had barbecues, but not built-in version.
Right.
And, you know, I just I enjoy it, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be fun.
Yeah.
It will be fun. I know we're going to be doing some expansion on our backyard and some outdoor stuff there for some of the TV things I do. So,
well, let me know when you're ready.
I will. I will. Except you got to do it for free for me, see?
Nothing's free.
Nothing's free.
Might mark it up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I kind of told you guys a fib. I was telling you that we were going to launch in Seattle this weekend, and we're not. It's actually going to be next week that we'll be up on KVI up there, 570 AM, joining our buddy Lars. So Barbecue Nation is headed north and
awesome.
then east. Yeah. Yeah, it is. We've got some fun stuff coming up in the next couple of 3 weeks here on the Nation. We've got some more of our barbecue gurus coming on. There's a couple new books coming out, and I can't tell you who they are in what order because the books are being shipped. So whoever gets there first gets to be on the show first.
Yeah. You've had quite a few famous barbecue people on your show.
Yeah, we have.
In that area.
Yeah, we've done really well. We've done really well, and we've done some good, you know, entertainment folks and that, and we will be doing more of that. So it's good. You got any big plans this weekend, Reynolds, besides working?
I think you know the answer to that already.
You think that? No.
Yeah. I don't do anything outside of work.
Yeah.
You know, I'll watch the fights this weekend. That's about it.
That's it? You like that, don't you? You like the WWE and that stuff?
Well, yeah, MMA, WWE, all that stuff, yeah.
That's good.
I was at Raw this past week, which was at the Moda Center. That was fun.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
Good. Good. What about you? What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I got to work a little bit on Saturday just because the season's really heating up. But, you know, I'm pretty simple. I just, you know, do a little work in the morning, do my domestic shopping and all that, and then get some barbecue going and hang out, watch sports.
Do you put a Saturday surcharge on your stuff when you have to work on Saturday?
You know, I probably should sometime, but sometimes that just accommodates people's schedule. You know, they just can't do it during the week. So as long as it's early in the morning, I get it out of the way. It's not a big deal with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing people got to remember too. If you're, and most people know, if you're using pellets or charcoal, that, you know, barbecue can be an all day process on that. Gas, not so much.
Correct.
That'll turn it black really fast. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up here on the Nation this week. We thank you all for listening. Again, Steve Bernards from the McMinnville Wine and Food Classic and my buddy Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest. We will have their contact information for both of them on the website and on our Facebook page. Till next week, I'm JT along with Reynolds. Turn it, don't burn it, as we say here on the Nation. Take care, everybody.
Barbecue Nation is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with JTSD Productions, LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2016. Barbecue Nation is managed skillfully by Reynolds in production compound 4 high above the skyline of PDX, the one with no windows. We'll be back next week with another entertaining and fun edition of Barbecue Nation. At least, that's what we believe. Remember, a good long smolder is better than a 2-minute flameout. See you next week.